Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
All right. Why don't you guys go ahead and talk into your microphones as you would with us on the podcast?
Hi, I'm Court Freeman.
And I'm Melissa. And you're listening to US 99. It's podcasting.
Chicago's hottest country.
Podcasts.
Okay. Testing. And I'm Austin.
Court Freeman.
I guess I'll
That's
just
me.
I'll just be Austin. You guys got to have fun characters and names, and I'll just be Austin.
Real creative.
Okay. All right.
What happens if we do the whole podcast in an English accent?
Hello. You're listening to Melissa and Austin Show After the Show.
That's right. We hope you enjoy it.
We've been watching a little too much Ted Lasso, we have.
That's right. Ted Lasso.
I got a shark tooth necklace, mate.
No, that's Australian.
Mate.
Let's put in, that's actually no joke. Whenever I do an Australian accent,
I can't do it because it sounds too much like English.
Neither can I. If you ever hear me do an Australian accent, I'm doing it really quick. I'm saying short little increments, but it's my British accent, just really quick. Like,
yeah, my Australian is also my British, Irish.
Yeah.
It is.
Right.
It's and Southern oddly.
Let's put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Not do it
and
in then, English.
And I can't do English for too long without it slipping into like a Cockney English accent.
Yeah, well, so yeah, because like, then they can blend.
Oh, hello.
By the way.
You're Melissa McGurn, and I'd like to sweep your chimney.
I like your Cockney's good. I would run with the Cockney.
Hey, I don't even know the difference.
Governor.
Cockney's a little more rough, is it?
Oh, it was so rough.
You sound Irish, Clark. That sounds Irish. Well, this is the not dear Melissa. Why do I keep doing that? It's
you've
the
had a
Melissa
couple of times doing
literally,
that this
Austin podcast.
You've introed like almost every segment on our show as dear Melissa and Austin.
I have not.
Yeah, every podcast that we have. Every podcast that we have is dear Melissa and Austin. Sometimes I'll just give you a phone call and you'll say, hi, it's dear Melissa and Austin. And it's like,
have I done that?
What?
Have I been on the air and I said...
Yeah.
You did for one other segment,
opened
I think.
Opened the show
today?
Like Monday or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You opened the show with it. That's right.
Oh,
which,
well, yeah,
it's a good time if you're listening to this podcast. And go listen to our best of podcast.
As a listener, you guys are my dear Melissa and Austin.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Court.
We do not deserve you.
Court, you're the best producer you could ever imagine.
So, Melissa, you were talking about... red flags in relationships. Red flags.
Can we keep going in the English accent?
Yeah.
Melissa, you...
The
you
Union
were,
Jack flag.
You were talking about the red flags. Yeah. What
flags are red?
The Union Jack.
Union
Japan.
Jack.
Japan.
Japan. No, Japan's only red in the middle.
No, Japan is red with a white ball.
No, it's white with a red
ball. The
ball
is red.
It's the rising sun. That's why it's red. I know, I oddly know more about the Japanese flag than I probably should.
Well, I'm glad someone does, because I'm a Dumbledore Dinglewinger.
Someone always.
That's a great like nickname for somebody who's being an idiot. Like, quit being a Dumbledore.
So I guess my first red flag would be a woman always doing an English accent during your dates.
Yeah, I could see that being a red flag too.
Looking forward to shagging, are we?
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Like, I think nothing would take me out of the mood more.
Like, hottest, it's like we used to play this game, perfect girl butt, right? Perfect girl.
Butterface?
But she always talks in an English accent.
You're joking.
And she's not from English. No, I'm saying like, and then the guys have to choose like, would you still go for her? You know, like, perfect girl, but she eats through her belly button. You know, like just random things like that. It's a fun game. It's a fun bar game.
Why are we not doing that on the air?
I know, we should, shouldn't
okay,
we?
Okay, I guess I got to write that one
get
down.
Get us all the single people in Chicago.
All the
call
single
in.
People. All the single people. All the single people.
Now put your hands up.
Okay. This is not great for the audio medium that we are doing.
She's dancing,
but
by the way.
She is doing
Beyonce.
The full Beyonce single ladies dance. So
what is your real red flag, for real?
My number one would be a girl who doesn't have any girlfriends. Like, number one, if she's like, yeah, I just get along with guys better. That's a red flag. That
we
is
had a
it's
really
like why
sweet girl today that called that said she had almost all guy friends and she had three boys and she was very nice.
Yeah,
but. I tend to kind of maybe think that you have to have at least a couple girlfriends.
Right, right. And it's like if the girl and look, I love girls that are into sports, but I hate the girls that are they try and like show you like flex like that you're into sports. Like, oh, this is how much I know about sports. That's a turnoff to me, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it really is. And you know how much I love sports.
Yeah, I know.
I love sports.
Do you think it's also a turnoff for your wife how into sports you are?
Okay, and that's actually funny you bring that up. Because she always said whenever she wanted a guy, she wants a guy that's like into sports to the point where it makes her uncomfortable. Like it's frustrating, like how
Why?
Into sports she is. I think that's because like that's how her dad was growing up.
And so that's what she's used to.
Yeah,
she really
so
wants Sundays alone.
yeah. And that's probably a big part of it too. Hmm. I mean, Mare does not mind going into the other room and watching some Gilmore Girls while I'm watching Sunday night football. You know?
What about you, Court? What's a red flag for you?
Well, a sense of humor is always the most important. So if they can't take a joke, I'm in trouble. Because when you look like this, you really need the other person to have a sense of humor.
Oh, whatever. Oh,
dear Court.
No, so I think that's always been big. Yeah. And then when on like first dates and stuff, I need it to be super casual. Like, I don't want to be asked on my first date, like, do you want kids?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really like taking my time and getting to know the person. So a red flag is somebody who is like, has everything structured. Well, my life plan is to have kids in a year, married in 6 months, and like, I just want to go with the flow.
Right, yeah. See how it goes. Yeah.
I get that, but I do think that you need to get the, do you even want kids or not, like, quickly out of the gate so you don't waste each other's time.
I think quickly, but on a first date.
Not a first date.
Yeah, right, right. So I went on a first date in college, and this girl.
Just one?
Well, with this girl, she was so cute, little barista, worked at the Starbucks I went to every single day. And you know, like I would always like flirt with her and stuff and just super cute. So I was so nervous one day, but I built up the courage to ask her out, like just from like while I was like in the Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And she said, she was like, you mean on a date? And I was like, yeah, why not? You know, and she's like, yeah. So we go. Guys, I was so nervous for this date. I had so many, like, I wanted it to go so well. And I ran out of, like, talking points, like, to, like, talk about in the date. Mm-hmm. So I reverted to, and guys, this is the worst. I still cringe over this. I asked her, I said, this was... like there was a lull in the conversation. There was a lull in the conversation, and I said,
"Your face is so red right now." What? I'm scared.
If you were alone on an abandoned island, what are the three things you'd want to take with you?
I wouldn't mind that.
Wait, really?
On a first date?
No, that's the dumbest. That's like the biggest like icebreaker question ever.
I think it's funnier that you had a list of talking points that you ran out of.
I wanted so that like, date to go so well.
Before the date, you're prepping and you have this nice list that you wrote on your hand.
Needless
sports.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blog.
Do you like sports?
Do you like sports blogs?
Do you know what? I would actually appreciate that because I feel like it would take the pressure off of conversation
it
because you're
so,
making a game.
Right. Yeah, but it was so awkward. It was so, and needless to say, we did not have a second date. So
well, you're better off.
Yeah, I am better off. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Right?
If she's listening.
Do you have red flags? You brought it up. I'm curious what yours are.
I have a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I think I have a lot. So, okay. So when you're on, for example, I probably sound like so rude saying that, but if say you're, for example, on a dating website.
Yeah.
I don't like when they are using like old pictures, which is pretty cliche, but true.
Yeah,
right.
Right. No.
And a huge.
Keep that thing updated.
Yeah. A huge problem for me is when people actually give the list of I want this. I'm looking for a person who can dress up but can dress down, who knows how to, you know, can go to the opera but can go to a dive bar. But I also want a girl who looks good in heels and knows how to wear a little black dress.
And went to a Big Ten university and
studied
science.
Right,
right.
Guys.
And you have the perfect sense of humor and you have this. And it's like, okay, so in other words, you're looking for the perfect person that doesn't exist.
So
right?
That I had a list like that in college.
You did?
It had like something like 20 to 29 things or something. It was a big number of things. And it was just like I kept adding to this list of like the perfect woman. And I was like, oh, I know she's out there. I just got to find her.
And?
I married a woman who I don't even think she has one of those things on that list. I am married to her and I love her with all my heart.
Yeah.
But she's not anything what I expected I was going to end up with. She's in fact the exact opposite. I'm into brunettes. I'm into really tiny, petite, short brunettes. My wife is tall, and she has blonde hair.
I think that's very similar to me as well, in that when people ask, like, what's your type? The opposite of my ex. So whoever I'm dating, you know, I'm dating m'lady now, and she's a smaller brunette. So if we were to break up, I would date a tall blonde.
Like, yeah,
I would
want
my next girl to be the opposite of my ex-girl.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Well, since we're on that subject right there, I have consistently changed as well. I dated a farmer. I dated a guy in a band.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not surprised by that one.
I dated the athlete, the sales guy.
Oh my gosh. You've hit all the spectrums.
Yeah. And the ex Kentucky Fried Chicken owner.
Oh, hey.
Wait, what? Colonel Sanders?
He used to own a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No, he was just Lieutenant. Sanders.
Lieutenant Sanders. It was smaller in rank.
Yeah, so when I met him, he no longer owned a Kentucky Fried Chicken, but he had one for a while.
Was he a Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Did you find out the secret herbs and spices?
Yeah, yeah.
No, but he did tell me a secret. He said, always come in and ask an order for the fresh chicken. Like, don't get the chicken that's sitting in the window.
Oh, wow.
Because it's
you
been
have to
sitting
ask
in
the window.
Yeah, can you
chicken?
Do that? Yeah. Like, why are they holding this chicken away from us?
When you come in, don't request yesterday's chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like Subway, eat fresh. But it's KFC, ask for fresh.
KFC, fresh enough.
Yeah. Well, it's not Kentucky Fresh Chicken, that's for sure.
KFC, what the hell else do you want? Yeah. It's $5. You get what you pay for.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, as long as we're on the subject of girlfriends and boyfriends, but we still are, like, need to finish red flags. Do you guys have any more red flags?
I feel bad because I feel like mine wasn't a red flag as much as just something I want.
No, you know,
like
but
the
it's
sense
like
of
you meet a girl and you're like, oh, no, no, hell no. No, 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 no,
well,
no,
I mean,
no.
All
that's
the obvious,
trouble.
Like, if you're on a date and she's on her phone the entire time, no. If you're on a date and she brings up the ex, no. I feel like most of my problems, involve like things you can easily say on the first date.
Okay.
Like, come to my date ready to, like with Austin, like ask me those stupid questions.
Talking points.
Yeah, come with like talking points and like games.
Gord, if you and I ever date, we would be a match made in heaven.
I think we would. good.
If you want talking points, then I come prepared with talking points.
Like, come with our an dates itinerary, will be fire. So I know, like, all right, the date starting at 5:30 will be gone by 7:30. All right, in the middle, there's going to be some awkwardness with these questions. All right, let's do it.
Okay, here's one other red flag for me. Okay?
Yes, yes.
It's when a guy has dry, he has dry mouth all the time. And you ever see somebody who has that little white sticky thing at the top of their lip and the bottom of their lip, and then they talk, and there's like a string of white.
Ew! Ew! Yes. Well, hold on. I feel like that's a red flag for you. I feel like that can happen to anyone.
Well, I feel like that's just a chronic.
So if that happens,
simple halitosis or something. Simple chronic halitosis.
So wait, if that happens on a first date, are you? And you,
it happened to me.
It doesn't. You didn't get a second date.
He didn't get a second date.
Just because he had a little bit of spit from the
constantly, he would talk and he'd have this like white.
Ew.
And it would stick
like his
to
mouth
the...
was like sewed shut, but not. Like,
yeah, sewn shot. Yeah, and so he had the, and it was really white and thick and cakey, and it was on the top lip and the bottom
disgusting.
Lip, and there was a string there all night long, and I was like, you know what, I can't do this.
Yeah. Oh, imagine what
does
you
that,
didn't. You didn't kiss him,
shallow?
Did you?
No.
Yeah.
Good
thing.
No.
Good thing your lips would be that way now.
No.
Yeah. Because yeah, you know, once you kiss somebody with that, you get it.
You get it. Yeah. That's
okay.
What they say.
So
it's highly contagious.
Oh my god. Okay, so Cord had
you,
one,
no, you
I
get
had
it
one.
Just because it's stuck on your lips now.
Gross. It's disgusting. So one more for you.
Oh man, I'm trying to think. Red flags. I mean, obviously it's been a while since I've dated.
That's the funny thing for me too. Like, it's hard to get back there.
Yeah, because even your relationship's been what, 5 years?
Yeah.
So you've been, it's been a while since like you've like been through that early dating stuff. Oh,
you remembered one.
This might be a little shallow, maybe. I don't know if it's shallow, or I don't know what the word for it is, but like, the girl can't be funnier than me.
Oh my god!
Like, I don't
really?
Think it, and it's not that I have a problem with people that are like that. Like, if there's a girl that's funnier than me, oh hell yeah, like that's awesome. I love that.
You just don't want to date her or marry her
because it's like I am my personality uh-huh. type. Like, if you do like the Enneagram, I'm like a 3, so it's like I need to be the spotlight, like
center of attention.
Yeah, and
class clown.
It makes me sound so it's so annoying, but yes, and so and I've had really good girlfriends that are like that also, and I love hanging out with them.
Sure,
I but I could
you
never
at the
date
table
them.
Dating, and she has this great joke, and you just. Shut down completely.
I'm just like,
check, please.
Oh my gosh. That's
so you're
hard.
Telling your friends after? Yeah. And then she had this joke and she nailed the punchline.
Yeah. They're like, what? Yeah. They're like, what's the joke? And I tell them, they're like, dude, that's hilarious. Why are you asking her out? Because it was hilarious.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
She's too funny.
Yeah. No.
In a way, I kind of get that. Like, I like to be around the people who like to be the center of attention.
Right.
But I wouldn't want my significant other to be that way because I'd want us to be together enjoying
yes.
that other person.
Right.
Does that sound weird?
Right. No.
So we can go home and go, wasn't that person hilarious?
Well, and that's the way Meredith is. Meredith does not love being at the center of attention at all. But she's okay yeah. with me being at the center of attention. So.
See, I think I have to, I alternate. Sometimes I want that attention.
Yeah, right, right.
Sometimes it's the last thing I want.
Yeah, I've noticed that about you.
So in like big groups, yeah. I completely shut down.
So you're better with like one-on-one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of used to be like that. I've sort of transformed. But you know, the weird thing is too, it's sort of weird because if you're in the business of podcasting or radio or anything where your job is to communicate, right?
Yeah.
You'd think that most people would want to be the center of attention, but I think a lot of people aren't. They just like chatting. Because I'm more like Court, where I like conversation and I like one-on-one. I don't really, believe it or not, I don't really need to be the center of attention.
Right.
Like, I'll sit back and watch you guys go.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe once in a while I got a little annoyed because I'm like, oh, I have a good joke to add in and you guys don't hear it. I'm like, what? I have a line. I've got a line.
That doesn't sound like us.
And you guys don't even hear it. And I'm like, well, all right, maybe next time.
Well, he heard it. He's just getting pissed that you're funnier than
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want you in on it.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't really like that either. But I mean, I think after a while you get kind of like used to talking and stuff.
Yeah, right.
I don't really love it because I feel it's pressure. I feel like it's pressure too.
What if, all right,
being
so perfect guy, but He's always quoting movies.
Annoying. Okay. Okay. Especially if it's the same movies. Like, okay, if you can quote movies like from all over the place.
Right.
Fine.
If you have some range.
Or as long as I get the line. But a lot of times, if I don't get the line, I'm just left there with crickets.
Yeah, sure.
I feel bad because I feel like I'm what you're describing. Like, this week, I think I put in like 5 audio clips, and 4 of them were Billy Madison.
I think we did have like 2 or 3 Billy Madison clips this week or whatever that we aired.
Yeah.
You might have put in more that we didn't air.
Then we should go. And in the words of the movie Billy Madison, play the clip.
Bam.
That way I can start and the listeners can start. We can start getting in on like the jokes.
Well, yeah, yeah. But also, you don't want to. Sometimes explaining the joke though, then sometimes kills the joke.
But you're not really explaining. You're like, and from Billy Madison. Boop.
There's like a I feel like Billy Madison is one of the ones everybody should know.
No.
It is a classic.
Yeah, but there's not everybody. I cannot remember names of songs or movie quotes. I can't.
I think you do better than you think. Because there's been times where we've done it and you're like, oh, Family Guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, great, that was a quick
clip.
Yeah,
no,
and you recognize
you,
Family.
Yeah, you're, no, I can't pinpoint your range. But there are times where you're like, oh, yeah, like you get
no,
it.
No, I can do
but
Elf.
There are also times where we'll quote a movie and you'll laugh. And then, but then I can tell, like, I don't think she has any idea where that movie, and then I'll ask you, I'll be like, do you know what that's from? And you'll go, no, I don't.
Well, that's the best. When you quote a movie and somebody laughs and they think it's your joke.
Yeah, right. Oh, yo, that's the best.
That's what usually happens in the office here, by the way. You guys will quote something and I'll be like, oh, that's kind of a funny line.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh my gosh, I think that was from
a movie.
Just,
yeah, you'll watch a movie later on and you'll hear that line and you'll be like, oh, I thought that was Austin and Court's joke.
Everything they've ever said has been a quote from a movie.
And I think it's girls do it too, but I definitely think more guys do it than girls.
Well,
so
was that enough red flags for you?
Oi, oi.
I think it was pretty good.
I mean, look,
pretty
I learned
good.
A lot about you guys today. Did you learn anything about me?
What do you think, Coach? I mean, I think I know Austin a little bit better than I did before.
Well, I bloody learned that I got to keep my sense of humor intact around him because otherwise he's going to go all wiki-wiki jealousy on me.
He's was like that, a tallywhacker.
Was that British?
I don't know what I was going for on that one.
It was aggressive.
That was I do a voice where it's like,
what do you want? I don't know where you're going if you're just going to the store.
Like, people always go like, what accent
it's
is
like
that?
Count Dracula, who like got dropped on his head as a kid.
Or sort of Jewish.
Oh, there's Dracula.
A little Jewish in there.
There's dropped Dracula.
See,
I want to suck your
it.
Brains.
My mommy just dropped me on my head when I was with a little kid.
A is for banana.
See? I had a joke, and you guys missed it.
Oh, I missed it. I did miss it.
Ha!
Damn it.
Ha!
Now do I have to go back and listen?
Ha! Yeah, did you hear it?
Yeah.
What was it?
Oh, man, it was hilarious.
No, he did it! He did it!
He didn't hear my joke!
Oh, man.
That is perfect. That is exactly what I'm talking about.
I think
that's funny that we just mentioned. I was like, you know what? You guys do jokes, and then I throw a one-liner in, and nobody hears me.
I was in character.
I was the count.
The character doesn't listen to other people's jokes.
Yeah, that's not me.
That's the character.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.